We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, right now, time to get to the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get three free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Right now, on the BetQL guest line, our guy Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports. Jeff, big W yesterday, man. How you doing?
Fired up, huh, Jeff?
Hey, JP and B, Mitch. Yeah, huge win for the Terps, right? It looked for a while like, no, I shouldn't say for a while, for several whiles on and off, like they weren't going to pull it out. I've rarely seen a game of that many runs. It was like each team would 8-0 run for Maryland, and you think that they've got control. Then, of course, West Virginia answers with their run back and forth. So they really gutted it out, and it was kind of an example of how resilient they've been all season.
What do you make of the coaching job yesterday from Kevin Willard? I mean, Juju Reese was phenomenal, I thought. When they really needed him, I thought he showed up in a major way. But Willard, to keep his cool early, I was just so impressed throughout that thing.
Yeah, I mean, he made several really good moves. You know, obviously Julian Reese was great, but I thought the switch to the zone really helped a lot. You know, I think it helped also getting, obviously, West Virginia's center in foul trouble, I think, was huge. You know, he was really clogging up the lane for a while. Once they got him out of there, they were able to get to the basket much easier. You know, wasn't afraid to bench Jameer Young with four fouls. Obviously, he didn't have much of a choice at that point, which was – it's kind of funny because not only has he not been in foul trouble all year, he's never even close to foul trouble. I mean, right. If he gets three fouls, it's a lot in a game. So for it to happen on that day and then to be able to win that game when your star player has one field goal and six turnovers in the game is really unbelievable.
You know, I think when I look at the game, I heard the commentator constantly talking about in-game coaching from Kevin Willard. But I watched him down the stretch, and as he got more emotional, I think that team started to play even more emotional.
Yeah, they really are. It's such a cliche to say the team is a reflection of the coach, but they really are. You know, that's always been his personality, is, you know, relentless, tough, defensive-minded, and that's who they are. They've been in those situations so many times this year where they've gone down. You know, sometimes the comeback has fallen short, like Tennessee. They went down 21 points, came back, lost by three at Purdue. When Purdue was, I believe they were number one. They were either number one or number three in the country at the time. Maryland went down early by 14, came back, lost by three. So the comeback hasn't always come all the way back, but they've rarely let those leads outside of that midseason slump that they have had. They've really let those leads turn into blowout losses, and they just did it again yesterday. So that's the personality of the team. They've got a lot of veteran guys, a lot of seniors who don't want to see their season end, and now they're playing with house money.
Dude, I always say it's an old Beastie Boys line, heart like John Starks. That team has heart, man. And you see it. What did you think of Juju yesterday? Julian Reese, I mean, he showed something that we had seen in spurts, but the whole second half of that game, he was just a beast and really, really tough and dominant.
Yeah, he had some huge plays in that last, like, 5 to 8 minute stretch, a couple big blocks, including the one that forced the shot clock violation where the West Virginia player was wide open for a putback. Offensively, several big baskets. you know, with the possible exception of Kedrian Johnson from West Virginia, who is obviously great and had that one-man 10-0 run that looks like it might have put Maryland out of commission for a minute. Reese was the best player on the floor, clearly the most talented player on the floor, in my opinion. And
totally.
The other thing is not just to do that in general, but to do that in your first ever NCAA tournament game, you have to keep that in mind. They didn't make it last year when he's a freshman, so that was his first time on that stage, and that's a whole different animal than just your regular college basketball game.
So, B, I want to give my guy Ehrman some credit here. You can follow Jeff on Twitter, at Jeff_Ehrman. You can check out his website, Inside Maryland Sports. Nobody has their finger on the pulse of the Terps better than Ehrman. If you're not a subscriber, you should be. SVP comments on the message boards. That's all you need to know. But, so, Ehrman's prediction yesterday, listen to this. It couldn't look like more of a toss-up on paper. Maryland has been exceptional in opening round games, winning 14 of its past 15. And this is a very veteran team that won't go down easily. I'll say Maryland 70, West Virginia 67. What was the final score?
67-65. So I had one of their scores right.
That is really pretty damn
close. That was close.
Man.
That was close.
I mean, really, really pretty damn close. Pretty impressive.
Thank you.
All right, so let's turn the page now, because that's what we got to do. That's the beauty of this tournament. There's another game in 2 days. What do you think? Tell us the matchup with Bama. What are we getting into here?
I mean, Bama's obviously great. You know, they're a top seed for a reason. Number one AP poll, now 30-5 after winning yesterday. You know, Brandon Miller, 6'9" freshman, obviously surrounded by all the controversy for what happened earlier this season. You know, many people feel like he's the best player in the country, even though just a freshman. He's the SEC Player of the Year as a freshman. And the question, though, there is a little bit of an intriguing storyline developing, which is that he went scoreless yesterday in 19 minutes, and Nate Oates, the coach, Alabama coach, revealed afterwards that he has a sore groin. He's got a groin injury.
Hell of a job of teasing that. So Ehrman, I'm looking at his tweets all the time, especially right now, and his last tweet teased the hell out of me. He's like, potentially major news for Maryland, Alabama. Bro, I didn't know what it was. Now I know.
I heard the game. I watched the game a little bit last night, and Charles Barkley kept saying he felt they should have held him out of that game. That they could hurt for Alabama, but they played him, and you could see he was limping. So that could be a problem.
That's interesting. I saw a stat. He has the highest scoring average entering the tournament of any player to go scoreless in like 30 years. So that's really interesting. You know, the question is obviously whether it's bad, how bad it is, whether they sat him because it was – or only played him 19 minutes because it was Texas A&M Corpus Christi and could get away with it.
Right.
Resting him for the second round, but if it does limit him, that's huge, because they're really good, but it's not one of those teams that just has five dudes who are just going to come at you in waves. You know, they have two other double digit scorers, both of them are in the low double digits. They didn't have anyone else on the first team all SEC, so you know he's the franchise. So if he's limited, that really changes the dynamics of the game.
Yeah, there was a point in that game where you could see he did something. And he must have re-injured whatever the injury was. So if that lingers into Maryland, that gives them a great chance.
You never want a kid to be hurt, but if he's hurt,
stuff happens.
Right.
You're not going to root for it, but you'll definitely take it, especially if you're Maryland, because, I mean, when you look at it, guys, it's been a dry spell. You've seen so many teams year after year, so many schools make these Cinderella runs and pull off these huge upsets. And if you're a Maryland fan, you got to be saying, when's our turn, right? It just has literally since the national championship, since the year after, they've made one Sweet 16, and that ended pretty anticlimactically against Kansas in a blowout. So it feels like they're overdue. So if somebody's injured and that's the break you get to finally, you know, have a chance to be the team that pulls that magical run, I'm sure no one's going to feel bad about it.
I feel like we're owed a break from that Michigan State game. Like the universe owes us one. Because then we go to the Final Four. Michigan State doesn't. Who was the dude that hit that three that like hit two threes
Corey
all
Lucius.
Year? Yeah, Lucius, please. Get on a rocket to the moon with Bryce Harper. all right, so I'm not trying to criticize anything here. Mm-hmm. My guy Jameer Young has been a stud all year. he's had a rough 2 week stretch here. Maybe I'm misremembering. I don't think he was very good in Chicago in the Big Ten tournament. Yesterday, I thought he was largely out of control. What the hell, dude? Is that a good question?
Yeah, it is a good question. You know, you're right about Chicago. He was 6 of 28 in those two games combined at the Big Ten tournament. So it rounds up to 7 of his past 33 after going 1 of 5 yesterday. So it's hard to tell. They haven't come out and said anything in terms of, you know, an injury or fatigue or anything like that, or, you know, whether teams are guarding him any differently. I mean, they're definitely being physical with him, maybe more physical than they were during the year. That might just be a product of the teams they've played. But it's hard to tell what's going on there, or whether, you know, if anything other than just one of those down cycles during the course of a season that's coming at a really poor time. But, yeah, they need to get more out of him. If he goes 1 for 5 with 6 turnovers and struggles again like he did, then it's hard to see them having any chance against Alabama. So this would be the best time in the world for him to revert to his, you know, mellow Trimble style 20-something point kind of game.
Totally. It's funny. I was texting with a buddy last night that was like, you know, they're winning and he's kind of a mess. If he can get it going, maybe they can pull this thing off against Bama, you know? It kind of makes sense. What does a win like yesterday, where you're the first game on in the first round and the whole country's watching, even if it's for a half hour or whatever, what does that do for the program? I've heard there might be some good news coming in the transfer portal. Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for the program on several levels. The fan base, obviously, was already fully on board with Kevin Willard, as I've discussed with you guys before. But now, I mean, I think they're ecstatic. You know, it would have been a win regardless to get a win, or excuse me, to make the tournament in this season, given that it was viewed as kind of a rebuilding transitional year. But now to have a win on top of that, and like I said, be playing with house money against Alabama, the fans are jacked up. It's huge for recruiting. You know, everybody watches the tournament. They were already starting to recruit on a higher level than they had been, you know, in recent years. They've got a really good four-man class coming in for next year, but the portal is so big now that, you know, you really can't get by unless you get at least a couple good players from the portal this year. And that's, you know,
Tell me something good. Give me a name that I can get all excited about and text my friends.
Well, there's a few names that have popped out, JP, but, you know, it's so early.
I got to pay this $6.99 a month.
Yeah, you got to pay, man. You got to pay. You got to read that and the SVP to read
that. Hey, I got 1 cent towards that, JP.
So yeah, you're going to donate the cent now?
He got people sending me 1 cent, man. Jeff, he got people sending me 1 cent from Venmo.
Oh my God! For what? For you got the smallest bracket pool on earth?
No, he's pathetic.
No, you know what? These Jeff, we have to tell him. Let's confess. You know why I need 334 people to send B-Mitch 1 penny on Venmo? Because B-Mitch, Jason Bishop from the Junkies does a Survivor pool. Yesterday was the first day. B-Mitch insisted that our pick be UVA.
I didn't insist that it be UVA. I told you I wasn't going to pick against my team. Just like you
never thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say Arizona, which killed me in one of mine.
Well,
but you know what?
You know what, Jeff? I'll just pay the $10. I'll pay the $10. You know, I don't want him to send me no damn 1 cent. Well, that looks ignorant.
I think he's trolling you.
Irman, if you can, go ahead and Venmo B. Mitch 1 penny.
I won't like you ever again.
I want to ask. I have a theory. I haven't told you this yet. I have a proposal. You know, I'm not an execution guy, but I'm an idea guy. I'm a good idea guy.
Okay, what's your idea?
Okay.
We're talking college hoops, and it's somebody all three of us know. American University, small little college up there in Northwest Washington. Mm-hmm. At times, they've had a really good basketball program. They just fired my man. I don't know. Mike Brennan, is that the name?
I don't even know who their coach is now, to be honest with you.
Well, you might soon.
Or was, I should say.
Right. Mike Brennan got fired. They parted ways, whatever you want to call it. I got the new coach for AU. And I haven't talked to him about this, and hopefully this doesn't make him mad. But I got the guy. You want to know?
Who's that?
Jimmy Patsos.
Wow.
Dude, Patsos, Loyola in Baltimore is probably a similar size. You've got a D.C. recruiting base that he knows forever. And you know what AU hoops needs? Some passion, some excitement. You know, Jimmy Patsos is a walking ball of excitement. That's it. He, Patsos to AU. Who says no?
He is definitely that.
He truly
Patsos
is
Patsos to
that.
AU. Who says no?
Yeah. I wonder if a guy like that, though, after being out of the game for a little while and at his age, not to say he's old, but it's a young man's game.
But, dude, he
has the energy, and he's tied in. To work with young guys.
That would be really fun to watch. You'd have immediately they would have more fans than they've had in years if you hired him. And I'm sure you'd have Gary showing up at games.
They'd have me showing up at games. That's on my way home. I mean, I literally drive right by there. I'm in. Put it on your blog, dude. Let SVP comment on it.
I'll write it. As soon as we hang up, I'm writing it, your exclusive scoop on Pat.
Per source. I'll be your source, even though it's not anonymous, because I'm saying it live on the radio. Patsos
and an opinion.
Yeah. Per source with zero ties to American University. All right. After what we saw yesterday, you got any upsets today?
Oh, man. I'm just trying to remember who played today after a wild day of watching the games and writing yesterday. Honestly, in the Big Ten, I think there's a decent chance Indiana could go down. I think Kent State is pretty good.
The flashes.
I feel like Indiana's been pretty overhyped for a while now. There's, Jackson Davis is just about as good as anybody in the country, but the supporting cast isn't great. They're not very quick. They're one of those big teams you would have seen, several years back before it all went to smaller, small ball and quickness. So I think Indiana could be one team that's ripe for an upset.
Ooh, I wouldn't mind.
How about NC State and Creighton?
That's a tough one. I think Creighton wins, but that's one of those where you kind of agonize over it for a while looking at both sides. That's a really tough one.
Who looked the best to you yesterday?
I'm going to sound like a Big Ten homer, but I thought Penn State was great. I mean, Texas A&M might have been a 7 seed and an underseeded 17. I mean, I think they won 15 games in conference this year, and Penn State demolished them. I don't know I think the final score was something like a 23-point margin, from the final 30 minutes, just absolutely dominated them. So, I picked them to beat Texas in the second round, and I feel like they've got a pretty good shot. That's by far the oldest team in the country. I think I read they might be the oldest team in NCAA history. I mean, it's just nothing but like fifth and sixth year seniors there, and they were really good. They got much better down the stretch. Unfortunately, as we saw, one of those wins was that buzzer beater against Maryland. But I think that they're one that's one where I. Second-seeded Texas, I'd put them on possible upset alert.
Well, that Penn State basketball team, how BYU's football team always has like a bunch of 30-year-old dudes playing O-line?
Yeah.
That's kind of what that Penn State basketball team is. Dude, how much money is that coach going to make? Either Penn State pays him or he's going somewhere.
Hey, I won't be shocked if he's up the road at Georgetown. I've heard that.
I've heard that too, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's legitimately interested in it from what I've been told, and I think they're interested in him. And the big question is whether they go. He is.
But he's not a D.C. guy.
He is from Indiana, I believe. No, he's not a D.C. guy. Does have a little bit of D.C. presence on his staff, but, he's done an amazing job. I think he's a really good coach. The question with Georgetown is whether they'll be able to get Ed Cooley. There continues to be tons of smoke about.
I don't get that at all.
Yeah, it's strange to me, too. From Providence, he's got such a good setup there. He's got, he's a hometown hero with lifetime security. I think he's making somewhere around $4 million a year. So Georgetown would really have to pay up. But every time I convince myself that, for all those reasons, they won't be able to get him, someone else tells me they think it's him. So, anyways, if it's not him, Shrewsbury from Penn State is a hot commodity, and then Notre Dame is the other job that he's being heavily linked to.
Ooh, wow, good options there. Ermin, we appreciate it,
Jeff.
Dude. Go Terps tomorrow. We'll catch
yes,
up next
sir.
Week.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right. Jeff Ermin, give him a follow at Jeff_Ermin. Check out his site, Inside Maryland Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.